With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Mona Simpson was growing up in Wisconsin, she developed a crush on an older boy.
He had said he loved Yates, and I assumed that Yates was spelled phonetically, like Y-A-T-E-S. So I went to the bookstore and read all of Richard Yates, who was, of course, a fiction writer.
Later, Mona Simpson realized the boy meant the poet, William Butler Yeats. Simpson realized early on that she wanted to do something in the arts.
Well, all through high school, I wrote stories and poems, and so I liked that. I was interested in that. But I was also interested in visual art at the time, too. I spent most of my life in high school in the pottery room. They had a big ceramics room.
Simpson studied writing at Berkeley, then started working as a freelance journalist.
I had this idea that I'd be a journalist to support my fiction, which turned out to be a hilarious joke because my journalism was quite unlucrative.
Later, Mona Simpson worked as an editor for the Paris Review, and in 1987, when she was 29, published a well-received first novel, Anywhere But Here. She says she wrote in a kind of desperation.
There's always the chance that you'll get swept up in marriage and family, and you'll wake up and you'll be 60, and you won't have done it. I think I've always felt a little bit that I didn't quite have leisure to amble around for 15 years finding a career.
Many of the people who populated Anywhere But Here return in her moving recent novel, The Lost Father, by Mona Simpson, now a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the mid-1980s, Mona Simpson had a vague idea for a novel.
I started with the image of a mother putting her child out by the side of the road and driving off. And that's really what I started with. The characters pretty much grew out of that.
The novel in progress became the critically praised Anywhere But Here, published in 1987, the story of a mother and daughter who leave their native Midwest for California, where the mother hopes to turn the girl into a child star. Many of the same characters return in Simpson's recent book, The Lost Father, the story of a haunted young woman's search for the father who abandoned her when she was a child. Simpson started as a poet, and her novel has a lyrical quality.
There's a certain music in the language that you look for in literature. You want there to be a music and a rhythm that's identifiable with the writer.
A portion of The Lost Father is set in Egypt. She wrote the chapter without having been there.
Then I went, actually, to check it, to make sure I didn't do anything too wrong.
Mona Simpson says her family members are not big readers. In fact, her novels may be the only books her family has read in the past 5 years.
But actually, there's a great freedom to that. You don't worry about their judgment, or you don't worry that they'll be embarrassed if you have a bad review.
And her family is happy her books have been successful.
I think they're greatly relieved. I mean, I think when you have a kid who's going to be a writer, you're greatly relieved that they're, you know, making a living at all.
The Lost Father by Mona Simpson is now a paperback from Vintage. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.